Helping Hand. It's a new weekly feature here on HPR. Each Friday afternoon, we're putting the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the handicapped, the disabled, folks who have special needs. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about Aloha Harvest. Aloha Harvest is a nonprofit organization that gathers quality donated food, delivers it free of charge, they say, to social service agencies that are feeding the hungry here in the Aloha State. And to help us learn more about this invaluable community resource, I've invited Ku'ule Williams, the executive director of Aloha Harvest, and she's my very special guest here in the studio. Thank you so much. Welcome to HPR.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. And tell us a little bit about Aloha Harvest and how you're involved with them.
Aloha Harvest, I began with them in 2004, actually as the office manager. I left for a little while to help another nonprofit, and in 2008 came back as the executive director and have been with them ever since then. When I started with Aloha Harvest, I didn't know anything about Aloha Harvest, hadn't heard about them, and I found that kind of true when I came back even in 2008, and so we've been really focusing on getting more awareness out in the community of Aloha Harvest and what we do.
Share a little bit about what Aloha Harvest is.
Aloha Harvest started out, a lady who lived in New York and in Hawaii saw City Harvest in New York City, and she was really thrilled with what they were doing. And so she had a feasibility study done by the executive director and the two attorneys that she worked with. And they found that this is something that could be done in Hawaii. And so she endowed money and started Aloha Harvest up with our first truck. It's the foundation is Hauʻoli Mauloa.
So Helga Klassel Hollenbach, crucial person.
Yes, very. So she started the program and thought it would be something of service in Hawaii. And we have grown immensely over the years. And this is 14 years that we've been in service. And in that 14 years, we've kept over 11 million pounds rescued from being thrown in the landfills.
And so this organization, in short, you guys sort of, you are a go-between or a middleman, if you will. Like the people who are hungry get the food from an organization that you provide it to. So you're sort of getting the food from people who are not going to be able to use that food and then making sure it goes to these resources that are on the street, if you will, or what do you call those? Point of access people.
Right. So we actually pick up the food from hotels, restaurants, catered events, food distributors, and we deliver it directly to the social service agencies that are feeding the hungry and homeless. And with those agencies, we help to feed about 73,000 people a month.
Is it statewide or just on this island?
We're just on Oahu. We've had a lot of press for the other islands, but we're pretty small.
Who are some of the organizations that you guys deliver food to?
We deliver food to. We do help the larger ones like IHS, River of Life, but we also help domestic abuse shelters. We help youth programs, help programs like Halikipa and the youth runaway programs. We help quite a few of the Hawaiian organizations, quite a few churches that have food distribution pantries.
Like food pantries and stuff. I think you do the one that's right near the station.
Yep, we do.
So that may be how I spotted the truck.
Pretty much,
It probably was going there to deliver to their food pantry.
We started out with one truck. A lot of people think we have a whole fleet. But in 2012, we raised money to purchase two brand new trucks. So we have two trucks that travel the whole island 7 days a week. We have six drivers, and I have two office staff.
And these guys, you're constantly on HPR hearing about the need to develop, you know, it's a different subject, but people are always talking about growing more food locally.
Right.
And a related topic would be just not wasting food. You know, there's so many people out there who don't have things and who are in need in America sometimes or in different parts of the world. Maybe we forget that there are others. And so you guys are enabling this valuable commodity, food, to make sure it doesn't get wasted. You're grabbing this really important stuff, perishable in a lot of cases, and then getting it to people who otherwise are going to go hungry.
Right. And we're helping to keep food from that's perfectly good for human consumption from being thrown away.
Right, conservation.
Yes.
Totally conservation. And what are the qualifications? Are there any qualifications for the nonprofits? Or if a group wants to receive support from Aloha Harvest, or is there sort of a protocol with that?
We do have an application. They do have to be a 501c3, and they have to have a program that is up and running that feeds the hungry, the homeless, or the needy. And they have to have refrigeration, freezer, storage space, and kept within temperatures for its food safe handling. And we work with every program from children's programs all the way to the elderly programs and the feedings on the beach and in the park.
On the reverse end of that, folks who maybe have food they want to give, perhaps people are hearing, wow, we end up with some extra food, or we could maybe help support Aloha Harvest. What are the guidelines in terms of the quality of the food, the kinds of food you're looking for, any other important details for folks who may be considering being contributors?
As long as it's prepared in a certified kitchen, if it's prepared foods, and close to expiration date, we work with several expiration days because there's always a life after that. Like for dairy, there's 7 days. Canned goods is usually forever unless it's bulging or dented. And for them, all we do is we do a site visit to them, and there's no criteria or anything. There's no minimums, so anything that they have, whether it's 5 pounds or 1,500 pounds, we can come in and pick it up from them. We go straight from their refrigeration right to our refrigerator trucks and straight to the agency. And so for them, it's if they have something that is still good for human consumption, we can pick it up and
So sort of no amount is too little in a way.
Right.
And in addition to people wanting to help out by getting you guys food, are there other ways that people listening could volunteer or contribute? What are things that you could use in addition to the food? Is it cash? Is it certain kinds of skills? Anything that while you have the floor here that we can do to help?
Well, definitely, because we are all privately funded. We don't have state or federal funding to us. It's all private. So we're always looking for financial donors. That's always wonderful. And their money is going towards helping a wonderful need in our community. We do use volunteers every now and then. We have some fundraisers, 3 a year that we use, that we have. And it's all for gathering food and getting more food out to the community. And sometimes we have administrative help in the office that we could use for some of our mailers, like when we have a financial donation mailer going out, we can use some assistance.
Staff to help
that.
Put together the outreach materials.
Yeah. We used to have people come and drive right on that along with our truck so they can see our program in operation, but our poundage has increased so much that we now have 2 drivers on each truck every time.
Good for
and
you.
So we don't have the space now for someone to ride along.
That's a great reason to not have the space.
Yes.
Folks who are perhaps interested in helping you guys out. Maybe there's people out there who want to take advantage of it. Maybe they need help themselves. A good way to get in touch with you guys is, this is what I have, 808-537-6945. That's the best phone number?
Yes, that's our main number.
808-537-6945. And obviously, we'll have that on the website, AlohaHarvest.org, the website,
right.
And at your website, obviously, they can send email, they can get your phone number, other contact information.
Mm-hmm. We're also on Facebook and Twitter.
Nice. And in addition to the social media, which I forgot to mention, anything else that I should have asked you or that would be important to share with folks?
There's always a need out there, and you always feel so great because you know you're helping so many people. Like I shared earlier, you're helping to feed about 73,000 people when you're giving financially or food, and you're making a big difference to a lot of people who don't have, don't know where their next meal is coming from, or they don't have the resources. And so it just makes you feel good at the end of the day that you've helped so many people.
That's great. Well, we appreciate what you're doing over there. Ku'ule Williams, Executive Director, Aloha Harvest. And again, it's alohaharvest.org online, 808-537-6945 on the phone. And you can also find them at hawaiipublicradio.org, where you can find Helping Hand online. We appreciate you stopping down today. Thank you very much for being my guest.
Thank you for having me, Dave. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Aloha.